Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Mitch Foley, Transition Assistance Program Manager with Fort Riley, and Marnie Holder, Director of Career Summits with Hiring Our Heroes U.S. Chamber Foundation. We're talking about the Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit, which is coming up Thursday, June 27th. They also have a networking event June 26th in the evening. And we talked about the registration here and how pre-registration is encouraged. Let's talk about how people can get pre-registered.
Go to the hiringourheroes.org website. You'll click on the events, and it'll show Fort Riley on the 26th and 27th. You click on that, and it'll have a drop-down. When you register your name on there, you can drop down, and it'll have employer, educator, soldier. And then that way we can kind of track on who's coming to the event. And when they register there, then it's going straight to the database for these employers to see them.
And, of course, to bring out a good crowd of people looking for jobs, I imagine you have to have quite a number of employers or institutions here, from educational institutions. How many do you expect? I know you mentioned 89 total employers. Is that about right?
Currently, right now, we have 89 registered. Pre-registration for the employers, I'll continue until Friday because there is a form that we have to send in to get Fort Riley access. They will still be able to continue to come. It's just they'll have to go through the visitor center to come on post. Right now we're at 89. I expect I'll hit probably close to 100 by Friday.
Can you give us an example of some of the employers and schools that'll be on hand?
Sure. We got Centric Training, Caterpillar, local CAMSO, BNSF Railway, Airstreams, K-State, Lincoln College, Lockheed Martin. I mean, I've got everything from defense contractors to employers that are out in these other communities where these soldiers are relocating to.
And so that being said here, you hear some of those names like Caterpillar, CAMSO, and even K-State. That's a pretty wide range of industries, potential jobs and career paths.
That is the one thing that I'm very pleased with Hiring Our Heroes and the way they've coordinated this effort to get to their own partners that they have, but to in my local and partners going out with our U.S. Chamber of Commerce here in the state of Kansas and as well as locally. I've got a vetting of from HR to mechanics all the way across every field has represented coming here to Fort Riley.
You know, that's so great here because I remember going to career fairs as a college student and, wanting to find any media type jobs. And, I'd see Target over there hiring for, front register. And I know that those jobs exist out there, but that's not what I'm looking for. So it's nice that you can tailor it to each individual here. And that's perfect. I'll ask Marnie this question here. How will the Career Summit benefit someone who maybe isn't about to leave the military and may assume they have many years before thinking about the transition from the military to civilian life?
Yeah, another great question, and that's often what we have. So part of the reason why we changed the name of them, they used to be called Transition Summits when we first started, and it was really kind of focusing on those that were in that window. But we've learned over time that there are so many resources, career skills programs, for example. If people don't know about them, they're going to miss the opportunity to use them because they can only use them while they're still on active duty. And so a lot of people need to be aware of what is out there, and if they don't start taking advantage of it and using it, it's going to go away. Another thing is with the blended retirement and the opportunity for service members to decide when they want to leave the military, this is a great event to kind of help inform and build that case for when is the right time and what do they need to do between now and then to make themselves quality candidates for these jobs out there. Another part of it, we call this educate, inform, inspire, and connect. And so the educate and informing, a lot of the employers are sharing kind of where their future demands are going to be. They know they have growth within certain sectors of their company or the industry they represent. So they're trying to help kind of pave the way and get that information out to those that are planning, even if it's years down the line.
And I don't know who would be best fit to answer this question here, but do you have any data on how successful most military members are in transitioning to civilian careers?
Well, I could tell you.
I do.
Go ahead, Marnie.
Go for it, Mitch.
No, go ahead.
We've done some studies that we've found, either surveys and some research studies. So service members often it takes at least 4 months to not only find but land a career at least. And those that we've also found do struggle. And oftentimes, I think we're around like 61% will leave their first job after their post-military job within the first year. And those are the kinds of things, at least they are employed, but we want them to plan for a career, not just be job jumping after they leave the service. So those are just some of the statistics that we know and we track and we're trying to kind of help improve.
And Brandon, like you brought up about the going to a job fair and not seeing the types of employment that you were actually looking for. They were having more of the lower level. A lot of the soldiers find that when we transition out. I transitioned myself almost 10 years ago. And navigating that search, if I would have had a summit like this to help prepare me years before I even considered transitioning out, would have been a great help to me. But Department of Labor numbers, the soldiers that transition out usually average around five jobs within the first 5 years. And many times it's because you're moving to a different location, so you're not able to find what you were actually looking for when you were searching. And these programs like this that are set up with Hiring Our Heroes is more of an educational-based versus just a, hey, here's the employers, go get your job.
Right, yeah, so important here. We're talking with Barney Holder and Mitch Foley here, the Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit, June 27th, the networking event happening on the evening of June 26th. What's the amount of participants you guys are looking for here next weekend, or I guess a couple weekends from now?
I think we'll cap more than 300 that'll show up at least on the soldier side. And I believe I'll have more than 100 employers by the time it comes.
All right.
And spouses, too. We're looking
and to spouses.
Spouses as well. Yep.
Yeah, and that's a key thing here. Do you have any idea on how many soldiers at Fort Riley leave the military every year and how many of them take advantage of the programs being offered?
Currently scheduled for fiscal year 19, I have 2,196 soldiers that are scheduled to transition. However, I have soldiers that end up exiting the service early, whether it be medical for other reasons, and then retirements, because some of them we can't really forecast or plan retirements. I'll usually average around 2,500 for the year.
Okay. And not all of them stay here in Manhattan. Some of them go back to their home bases or whatever.
That is correct.
So, but, you know, obviously, if Manhattan could benefit from this, that's always certainly a good thing. What are some other maybe highlights of this event here for participants that we should know about?
I would get to the Fort Riley Soldier for Life Center at 212 Custer Avenue. Help get with those counselors that I have on staff. Work with Kansas Works also. They are also in my office. Get your resume more formatted for the type of employment that you're looking for.
All right. We're running out of time here. Marnie, is there anything else you'd like to add here on this event?
No, I think Mitch covered it really well. In addition to kind of getting the resume ready and using the resources that are available, the list of employers is available, and I would encourage people to review that and do some research in advance of the event so they have some questions prepared as they're engaging with the employers.
All right, so important. And it sounds like there's going to be a lot of help out there, resume building. You got the panel discussions and so much more going on. People want more information. Where can they find that?
You can come to the Soldier for Life Center on Fort Riley at 212 Custer Avenue. You can call us at 785-239-2278. And go to the hiringourheroes.org website, look up the events, and any information that you're going to have can actually be answered right off that website.
Okay, well, hopefully get a lot of people hired and in career paths that they are hoping to go down. Marnie Holder, again, Director of Career Summits, Hiring Our Heroes, U.S. Chamber Foundation. Thanks for holding here on the line with us and being part of the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
And thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
All right. And thank you to Mitch Foley, Transition Assistance Program Manager with Fort Riley. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
That'll do it here for this half of the show. Stay tuned. More in Focus returns after this.